Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf. The Shiur and Perek Chelek are sponsored by Nishma Sarim Yaakov Shalom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Kufei. The Gemara in Amud Aleph brings that there were 10 people that came in front of Yechezkel HaNavi, and they told Yechezkel HaNavi, Eved Shemocher Rabbi, V'yisha Shigiyo Shabaylo, Klum Yeshlem L'zeh Al-Zeh Klum, a wife that was divorced, a slave that was sold, do they have anything on their original master or owner or husband? Meaning that Am Yisrael is telling Yechezkel HaNavi, we don't have any more relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas Hashem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says back, where is the get if you're the wife? And who did I sell you to? In other words, you're not really divorced and you're not really sold. To understand a little bit more the background of this Gemara, to understand what is this Gemara referring to, I want to connect to here what I heard from my Rebbe Moshe Shapir Zatzal, and it's brought down in a little bit in different svarim. The Gemara in Shabbos that Piches Amud Aleph says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the mountain over the heads of Am Yisrael, and he told them, he basically forced Am Yisrael to receive the Torah. So the Gemara says, Mikan Moidor Rabo Lo Raiso. From here, there is a Moidor Rab. Am Yisrael now have an excuse. Am Yisrael have now a way out. They could say, we didn't agree to receive the Torah. The Gemara goes on and says, "Ado kiblu me'achashverosh." When Purim came, so then they received back the Torah. So the Ramban on the spot asks, "Where exactly did this happen? This Moedor Rabbi L'Raiso, and what exactly changed in the time of Achashverosh that now they accepted it retroactively?" So explains the Ramban, "Am Yisrael when they received the Torah, it was based on the condition and idea that they're getting Eretz Yisrael because the main makom to keep the Torah was in Eretz Yisrael." So they go to Eretz Yisrael and they receive the Torah. Now this agreement works. They accepted the Torah, and the Torah needs to be fulfilled in Eretz Yisrael. But once they go to Galus, once they're not anymore in Eretz Yisrael, so now seemingly the agreement is over. And then he refers to our Gemara over here in Sanhedrin. So Ramon Shapir Zitzel explained a little bit more. He said, "Pshat like this: when Am Yisrael we receive the Torah, the understanding is that the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael is a revealed relationship. We're living together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They get the Torah, they're going into Eretz Yisrael, they're living through Beis Hamikdash HaRishon throughout that whole time, throughout the entire process, even when Am Yisrael did Chatoim. Still, there was Ashuras HaShechina in Am Yisrael. There was Nevuah, there was Urim V'Tumim. You came to Beis Hamikdash, you're able to come in and see the Nisi of Beis Hamikdash. The Gilui Shechino was there, was apparent. We're living together. Once Am Yisrael goes to Golos, so there seems to be a disconnect. So Am Yisrael are now under the impression, under the understanding, well, we are willing to receive the Torah as long as we have the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But once we don't have it anymore, doesn't seem like he's here anymore. We don't see the Nisim. We don't see Nevuah. We don't have Orim V'Tumim. So from here on, we are divorced. So the relationship, the agreement, the bris, as the Ramban calls it, was good until it's over. Now it's over, now there's a divorce. That's the Ar Gemara. There's a divorce, there was a sale, we don't belong anymore. And this was not only an understanding of Am Yisrael, but the Ummah Sa'ilim also looked up this way on Am Yisrael throughout all the generations. Once Am Yisrael goes to Golos, once Am Yisrael is suffering, the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael Chalila is over. So what happened in the time of Achashverosh? So Ramban says in short, that they had a nace, and there was mimis l'chaim, and that was enough to reignite the connection. But the Oyim HaKadover is as follows. The Gemara in Yumot of Samech Tes Amud Beis says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu calls him, Akel HaGodol HaGibor V'Anoyo. That's the name. Comes Yirmiyah, comes Daniel, and they remove the words, HaGibor V'Anoyo. Why? Because they don't see the Gevurah of Anoyo in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nochim Mishtabdim Bebarav V'Egvur Oysof. If Am Yisrael is subject to the Goyim, where is the power of Hashem? We don't see it. If Nochi Mikarkim Beicholor, they're going and destroying Beis Hamikdash. Ayen Roisov, where is he scary? Where is he awesome? As the Mashiach explains, if you can't see these Midos, you can't praise them. So the Nevi'im say, we can't see the Midos of HaKadosh Baruch right now. Comes Anshei Knesset Gedoilo, and they say, Akel HaGadol HaGibor V'Anoyo. Why? Hen and Gvur Roisov, there is Gvur, there is Noyro. You know what's the Gibor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He allows the Rishonim to do what they want and it doesn't come and attack them. And you know what's the Roisov? the fact that Am Yisrael survive all the generations in Golus. How does one kivsa, how does one sheep survive among the wolves? Because the Kishmoku is there. You don't see him, it's not apparent, but it's there. Meaning, as the Rabbi Seinu explained to us, here was the revelation of Chacham Odif Minovi. The Novi sees things in front of his eyes. He sees midos that are revealed in a spiritual eye, you can see them. The Chacham sees things you can't see, but you can understand. It's implied from underneath the surface. The whole idea of a Chacham is to see things with the Seichel, as the Maharal says, not with the eye. The Chachamim are able to see the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu even when it's not revealed on the surface. You don't see the Gibur Noira out there, but you see it underneath the surface. So the Maharal and Chidush HaKadosh on the spot, when did that happen? When was that revelation? Says the Maharal that happened on Purim. In the time of Purim, the Gilui, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us without any miracles, without any miraculous events. It was just a Savior underneath the surface. That was the Gilui, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us even when you can't see him. So Zokar Moshe Shapir is itself. This is the Mahalach. Our Gemara, as the Ramban points out, is coming at time of Golus when Am Yisrael feel we're disconnected. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not here, so to speak. Comes Purim and shows Am Yisrael you are connected. Adarabba, it's an even higher connection. Because right now you're connected the whole time, even without a Novi, and even without Beis HaMikdash. Just the fact your mere existence is a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, Hodu Kiblua B'mei HaKashverosh, to re-receive the Torah on the time of HaKashverosh. Because now they understand this relationship doesn't depend on only when I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's always there. If I see him, I don't see him, he's always there. So Hodu Kiblua, there's no more Moidor Rabba Lo Reis, as the Ramban says. And this is the end of our Gemara. Says the Gemara, even though biyad chazoko ubizratuyo ubichem shvucho emlech aleichem, you think that now there's a disconnect. I'm always there. If you want it or you don't, there's always a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that remains forever. This is the wonderful avtacha that Am Yisrael has. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shavah email list to watch, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.